Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, the March 15 due date for the filing of your income tax return for 2017 and estimated return for 2018 is days away. And Tax Administration Jamaica's annual Special Taxpayer Assistance Program is in full swing and will run until the end of March. This program provides free guidance to business operators in preparing income tax and employers' annual returns, S02. TAJ teams are offering support to guide you through the online filing process as well as assistance in preparing returns. Remember to take along your important business documents to benefit from this free service. A list of locations for the sessions and other relevant information may be found on the TAJ website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica. On this week's Got the Facts, we tell you what to expect from the Occupational Safety and Health Bill. Debate on the Occupational Safety and Health Bill has begun in the House of Representatives. The legislation addresses safety and health in the Jamaican workplace within a framework that balances the competing interests of employers and workers. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shahini Robinson opened the debate in Parliament recently.
I'm sure that this Honourable House will agree with me that for work to qualify as decent, it must be carried out safely. Indeed, if we are to develop as a nation, we must be committed to having safe workplaces for both employers and employees.
The bill supports the International Labour Organization, ILO's, Decent Work Agenda, which recognizes the rights of workers to do productive work in conditions of freedom, equity, security, and human dignity.
In crafting this bill, the Ministry has been guided by the standards of the International Labour Organization as contained in the over 20 instruments which touch and concern the subject of occupational safety and health. Consistent with the ILO Convention 155, the occupational safety and health legislation will apply to persons in all areas of economic activity. This includes the public and private sectors as well as the formal and informal economies.
The bill also advances an expanded definition of worker, which is in contrast to the narrow use of the term employee. This, as some employers use different methods to avoid the obligations that emanate from the employment relationship. This can be done by reclassifying an arrangement, which is substantively that of an employer and employee, to that of an employer and independent contractor, or other ambiguous classifications. Under the bill, a worker is defined as a person who carries out work in any capacity for a person conducting a business or undertaking. This includes work as an employee, a contractor or subcontractor, employee of a contractor or subcontractor. It also includes a person whose service is procured or arranged by a company which is in the business of supplying workers for other businesses and who has been assigned to work in the person's business or undertaking. The bill also introduces a new concept called a person conducting a business or undertaking, or PCBU. PCBUs are the principal duty bearer in the regulatory framework.
This allows for the imposition of duties on all persons who by their conduct may cause or contribute in some way to the risks to the safety and health of any person from the conduct of the business or undertaking. Further, it focuses the duty of care on the undertaking of work and activities that contribute to the carrying out of work and is not limited to the workplace.
The bill requires a PCBU to notify the Director of Occupational Safety and Health immediately after becoming aware of the occurrence of a notable incident, such as the death of a person, a serious injury or illness of a person, or a dangerous incident. It also makes provision for the involvement of workers in the decision-making process in relation to their ability to carry out work safely. The bill also treats with the issue of discrimination in respect of occupational safety and health outcomes. Debate on the bill is to continue in the lower house. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for more.
Get the Facts. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.